to the Creative Boss Babe podcast. I'm Emily, your host, and join me every week as I talk about running a creative business, a bunch of pop culture fun, and even more. So let's get into this week's episode. Hey, what's up, you guys, and welcome back to the Creative Boss Babe podcast. I'm Emily, your host, and today we're going to be talking about something I honestly have wanted to talk about for a while now, and it's what I wish I had sooner in my business, aka my quarter one investments for 2020. But before we get into that, I just want to say thank you so much to Trusta. This episode is actually sponsored by Trusta. They're an amazing, amazing, amazing phone system for businesses. You'll hear more about them later, but I am so, so thankful that they're sponsoring this episode, and I cannot wait for you guys to hear about them. So now that that's been covered, let's get into the episode. So believe it or not, I had never really invested in my business before quarter one of 2020. I was somebody who was super frugal, and my first year of business, I did not make a ton, so I did not have a ton of money to invest back into it. But when quarter one started of 2020, I was like, I got money, I can do this. So I invested quite a bit into my business, and it's something that I am super proud of, something I'm super, super happy about, and I'm kind of just excited to share it with you guys. So we're going to start with the physical things I invested in, because that was something that was a huge decision for me, something I wasn't sure I was going to do, but that I did do, and I was so happy I did. Sorry, I have hiccups. And the first thing I invested in was something I wanted to get for a while now, and it is an iPad, specifically the iPad Pro 11 with the pairing Apple Pencil. As you guys know, I am a brand and web designer, and I do a lot of like sketching, drawing, taking notes, and even handwriting for clients. So something I had wanted for a while was an iPad to be able to do all of it in one place. And I was able to get it in January, and I have loved it so much. It is the best thing I have invested in my business yet. I truly, truly, truly love it. I'm literally recording this podcast episode on it. That's how much I love it. And it honestly has just been such a good thing for me and my business. And I cannot wait to see how else it goes and how else it helps in the future. I also invested in a hard drive. Now, if you guys are laughing, I get it. I too laughed when I realized I needed one. It was something that, like, I'd been like, I'll get it next paycheck. And I've been saying that since 2017. So by the time it came to purchasing one, I was like, okay, I can do it. And I had my wonderful, wonderful, wonderful boyfriend helping me search for the perfect one that would work for my business. And I actually invested in it near the end of March, so near the end of quarter one, because of my next investment that I'll tell you in a bit. But finally got it. It's a Western Drive, WD, Easy Store. It's super amazing. I love it. It has not given me any issues yet, knock on wood, but it's something that has just helped me so much. I've been able to back up my computer, back up my iPad, share files, have a stored place for everything I do, which is really nice because when you have three different devices that you're working on daily, it's nice to be able to just plug one thing into all of them and get the shared files. So that is another investment I made. The third investment I made in my business, physical-wise, is into my computer. Now, as you guys know, or maybe you didn't know, but I have a MacBook Pro. I got it in 2017 when I was going off to college, and it is something I have loved over the past few years. And it finally started to die. The battery was giving me issues, so I sent it into Apple, and they actually helped me and replace like the battery and stuff. And I was very, very glad about that. I basically got a brand spanking new computer back from them for $100, which really good for the amount of money I spent on it originally, so like not mad about that. But they replaced it all and it works great. I'm very, very happy with it. So yeah, that was my third investment. So after that, I made a few investments in like courses and programs and whatnot because my business is something that I had said I wanted to grow. So I've been trying my hardest to do so. The first thing I got was a course from Kate McKibben. And I don't know if you guys have heard about her, but she's like a master marketer. I love her content. I've been following her for years. But I invested in her Don't Panic Business Survival Bootcamp. It's like a 5-day bootcamp to help you get through the pandemic. Because when the pandemic started getting really, really bad, I will admit, I had a point where I was like, oh shit, I need to do something about my business and I don't know what to do. So I invested in that. And then on top of that, I also invested in another one of her courses. That's Crush Your Launch Content Bootcamp. And these two things together have helped me so much come up with my new offer, which I told you guys about in a previous episode, but I will be officially releasing on Tuesday in the podcast. I'm so excited for it. But yeah, so I invested in those. And then on top of that, I also invested in another money mindset course, and it is from one of these amazing, amazing creators, Jenna Black, and she just had like a $7 money mindset bundle, I guess you'd call it, where there was like some audios you could listen to, some journal prompts, and like a daily schedule to follow to like just better your money mindset. And so I invested in that, and that helped me so much. Like, again, with the whole stressing over the coronavirus, it was like I need something to kind of just help me through it and better my mindset so I don't run into the issues I usually run into when I'm not trying to deal with my money mindset. So I did it. I got the course in, or the bundle, and it has been amazing. 10 out of 10, highly recommend. I'll link everything I've mentioned in the description if I can find links for you. Other than that, I actually invested in some software, and I'm just so excited for these softwares. Like, I will sing from the rooftops about how much I love them. So the first is the Affinity Suite. So Affinity by Serif is an Adobe competitor that has three different apps. There's Photo, which is like a Photoshop competitor. There's Publisher, which is like an InDesign competitor. And there's Designer, which is an Illustrator competitor. And I invested in all three of them, and I could not have been happier. These apps have just made my life so much better. I no longer have to do the Adobe subscriptions because those are just business and bank account killers. So I invested in these. I bought Designer and Publisher each for $50. And then I got Photo for $25 because it was on sale because of the coronavirus. And it honestly was just one of the best decisions, again, I had ever made. Like, I use them all the time in my business. So I got two different versions of Designer. I got the desktop version and the mobile version for my iPad so I can send files back and forth and work on it. Because, like I said, there's some that I do hand drawings on and others where I just, you know, need to have the flexibility of it all. So it's really, really cool. I also got some other apps. We love other apps. And one of them is Procreate. Now, if you guys don't know what Procreate is, it's basically an illustrating platform where you can go in, you can hand letter, you can draw. It is made for artists on the iPad. It's just beautiful, and I absolutely love it. So I invested in that. It was, I think, $10 on the App Store, and it was just incredible. So, yeah, those are the investments I made in my business in quarter one. I know it doesn't sound like a lot, but for me, as someone who, like I said, had never really invested in my business or myself before, this was a huge, huge, huge step towards bettering my business and working on it more. And I am so excited for quarter two and beyond to see how else I can invest. So, yeah. If you guys want to know more and have like a quarterly report on like what I invest in my business, let me know on Instagram at Canyon Moon Creative or in the Facebook group. We have a Facebook group called the Creative Biz Babe Community. You can just search it, or it'll be linked in the description. And just, like, hop over there and let me know if you guys want to know, and, like, if you guys like that kind of thing. But I digress. I will stop talking now, and let's get into our amazing, amazing, amazing sponsor for the day. So, I want to talk to you for a minute about Tresta. Tresta is an app for iPhone and Android that lets you do business calling and texting from anywhere. If you're running a business, you know communication and networking is so important. Most of the people that I talk to are still using their personal phone for business calls, and that can blur the lines between your personal and professional lives. So if you've been giving out your personal number to clients, you should definitely give Tresta a try. This is the best business phone app out there, whether you just need a phone number or an entire phone system. Tresta is totally flexible and can grow with your business. And it's all unlimited. Calling, texting, and all of their powerful call management features like auto attendance, call recording, user groups, and more for just $15 per user per month. With Tresta, there's no contract and you don't need any special hardware, just the smartphone you're already using. And it's easy to configure, so you can get it all set up by yourself, and it's all online. And because they love you guys, they're offering you a free 30-day trial, so you can see if Tresta's virtual phone system is right for you. Communicate smarter and more efficiently with Tresta. Start now at Tresta.com/BossBabe. That's Tresta.com/BossBabe, all one word. Guys, since signing up, Flowdesk's email marketing platform has changed the way I operate my business. The simple, aesthetically pleasing platform has taken my biz from one newsletter a year to once a week, if not more. With amazing, easy-to-customize templates from the Rising Tide Society and Jenna Kutcher, you can find the perfect email template for you. Each template also includes a plug-and-play copy and amazing fonts. You can sign up right now and get a free month plus 50% off your subscription now when you sign up at flowdesk.com/C/dreamnow. Again, you can sign up at flowdesk.com/C/dreamnow. This is one tool you definitely should have in your creative business toolbox. Are you ready to streamline your business with one amazing CRM software? Sign up now for Dubsado and save 20% off your first month or year when you use the code Canyon Moon Creative Co. You can use Dubsado for a variety of different things, from contracting and invoicing to creating to-do lists and setting up portals for your clients. There's so many amazing, amazing things that Dubsado can do that I highly recommend you adopt it into your business and use it so well. It's amazing. So again, if you guys want to save 20% off your first month or year with Dubsado, then you should check out canyonmooncreative.com/resources. It's linked in the description of this episode. Click there. You can find Dubsado and use our discount code now to sign up and get your business started on the right track. Okay, guys. So I have a new ad for you. I know you're like, oh my God, a new ad. I can't wait. Okay, so let me be honest and tell you, this is not like a sponsorship. This is just me absolutely loving this company and having a referral code to give you guys like money off so you can experience this and work with this amazing company and get their products and just support them because they're super amazing, especially right now. So this week I want to tell you guys about Imperfect Foods. Imperfect Foods is honestly an amazing grocery delivery system that delivers you the foods that grocery stores deem imperfect, whether there's too much that couldn't be sold in stores or it doesn't look right so it wouldn't be sold anyways, or if there's an abundance, whatever it is. This place takes that produce or that food and instead of wasting it and letting it just like rot, they sell it at a discounted price and offer free delivery to your place. And like, it's super, super, super amazing. I have used it for almost a month now. I've gotten two deliveries from them because I have it bi-weekly. And I am just obsessed. This place is so amazing. You can get amazing fresh produce. It lasts for a long time that you can use for cooking and like,
just snacking on, eating, if you're that kind of person, where you just eat fresh veggies or whatever, you can do that. They have vegetables, fruit. They even have, like, fish, salmon, chicken, beef, sausages, milk. I got oat milk from them, and I am obsessed. Obsessed. Everything is an amazing, amazing price. It's so much cheaper than grocery stores. And with the pandemic going on and everything going on, you guys can actually get it delivered straight to your door. And it's just, it's absolutely, absolutely amazing. So if you guys want to check it out, head to the link in the description. It'll be linked down there with all of my info, with my code and everything. You guys can get $10 off your order, which is huge. I usually only spend about $20 on my purchase. So, like, $10 off of that, pretty damn good, right? So, if you guys want it, definitely go sign up. All the information will be in the description of this episode. And again, Imperfect Foods, if you guys want to support an amazing, amazing company, they are truly really amazing. You want to not leave your house and still get amazing fresh produce and things to eat with, groceries, that kind of thing. Check them out. So again, if you guys want Imperfect Foods and get $10 off your order, check out the information in the description of this episode. This week's small creator shout out goes to Kristen of Aspen Theory. She is an incredible brand and web designer. I literally see her content everywhere on Instagram and Facebook and Pinterest, and it's just so incredible and jewel worthy, and I just, it's so pretty. Kristen is extremely talented. Her feed is stunning on Instagram, and like, you guys, if you're not already following her, what the freak are you doing with your lives? Go and give her a follow and just see all of her beautiful, 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 beautiful clients in work. If you guys want to follow her, you can check out Aspen Theory, AspenTheory, on Instagram, or you can head to instagram.com/AspenTheory. It'll be linked in the description of this episode. Once again, this week's small creator shout out goes to Aspen Theory. Okay, so I felt like I needed to talk about this song because I've kind of been ignoring the album, but this song is just so beautiful that I can't ignore it. So this week's song of the week is A Pretty Venom by All Time Low. If you guys didn't know, they just came out with their 7th studio album, Wake Up Sunshine, and it's okay. I don't hate it. It's not my favorite, but Pretty Venom is just such a beautiful song that I had to give it a shout out at least once. So if you guys want to listen to this beautiful song, you can check it out now on Spotify or Apple Music or wherever you listen to music, or you can head to Spotify and find the official Creative Boss Babe podcast playlist and listen to all of the music that has ever been mentioned in our 4 seasons of podcasts. So yeah, do that. Go check it out. And yeah, this week's song of the week is A Pretty Venom by All Time Low. So that's it for this episode. It's a bit on the shorter side. I apologize. I haven't been feeling all that well lately. Don't worry, it's not COVID-19. It's just allergies. They're kicking my butt. Everything's in bloom here in Southern California. And I have like horrible sinuses and on top of that, just some migraines. It's not great. So, like, the podcast isn't great this week. I apologize. But I hope you guys are enjoying the new 2-episode-per-week system. I'm enjoying it. I think it's really fun to be able to put out these episodes for you guys more constantly and just to be able to talk with you more. I absolutely, absolutely love it. That being said, I have so much planned for the next few weeks. So if you guys haven't already, make sure you subscribe to the podcast wherever you're listening so you can come back every Tuesday and Friday to listen to new episodes. And if you guys are subscribed and are on Apple Podcasts, you have access to Apple Podcasts or like any other platform you can listen to podcasts on that allows you to rate it, please, please, please do us a favor and give us a 5-star rating. We work so, so, so hard on this podcast. And you giving us a rating and a review just helps other people find our podcast. It helps grow our community. And it truly, truly helps us more than you think it does. So it would mean the world to us if you could. That being said, I will be back on Tuesday with a brand new episode for you guys. I'll talk to you later. Bye.